It's Faith Radio Mornings in the 7 o'clock hour on Wednesday. It's time to check in with Bill English, the CEO of MindSharp, founder of BibleandBusiness.com, and now an associate with the Platinum Group. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning, Ted. PK.
You know, going to work can be difficult for so many people. There's people driving to work right now, and they're dreading seeing that employee that they just don't get along with. It happens all the time.
It does happen all the time. That was a grunt, just so you sound technicians know what that was. Conflicted employment relationships are difficult for everybody. They're difficult for the parties involved, and they're difficult for those who are first and second level adjacent to the relationships. My focus this morning, because I like to talk with business owners, my focus this morning is on how you as a business owner need to manage yourself within conflicted employment relationships. So the first thing I would suggest that if you have an employee that you're having a conflict with, the first thing I'm going to suggest is that you get some counseling. Okay, now, I'm not talking about using the therapy hours in your benefits plan, but I am talking about prayer counseling, and I am talking about legal advice. Over 50% now of the lawsuits that are filed in corporate America today are employment related in one way or another.
Oh, 50%.
Yeah, I got that from a lawyer, actually. you need to not only understand what the Holy Spirit is telling you, but you need to understand what the legal ramifications are of that conflicted relationship. And remember that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. You'll remember that was in Luke 6. And sometimes what you want to say to that person really represents perhaps some negative things within your own heart. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So check your heart. Ask God to create in you a new heart, to clean up your heart. And that will help clean up your speech, and that will help clean up some of the words that are going to come out of your mouth when you're working with that conflicted employee. Thirdly, I want you to focus on what you can actually control. There's a lot that you cannot control in these relationships. And the first thing that you can control is yourself. So focus on managing yourself. Don't try to focus on the other person's attitudes, actions, words, thoughts, impressions, hunches, musings, or even their worldview or their opinion of you. I have learned that what other people think of me, Ted, is really not my business. It just doesn't matter. I mean, there are people who think I'm Satan's gift to Christian business ownership. There are other people who think I'm God's gift to Christian business ownership. My wife just wants me to come home at night,
yeah,
I think.
Sure,
that's all
sure.
She cares about. But focus on what you can control, which is your words, your actions, your thoughts, attitudes, and that kind of thing. There's going to be times when they're going to press your buttons and you're going to want to lash out at them. Pray before you respond, and then take responsible steps to protect yourself and your business. If this thing is starting to head really south and this could really turn ugly, then you need to be in a protective mode and make sure that you are getting good legal advice and you're doing what you need to do to protect your business and minimize your exposure to liability. Also, there will be times in some of these conflicted relationships when employees will purposefully do you harm as a business owner. And given the laws that we have today and the way the regulations are written, there may not be a lot that you can do about that. So remember that vengeance belongs to the Lord. And then last but not least, here we go. Learn from this. Look back and say, why did I hire this person in the first place? And learn from that hiring process of what you should not do in the future and what you should be looking for differently in the future so that you don't repeat the same mistake hiring again. And if you can learn over that or learn that, then I think you'll be better in your future hiring practices. So there you go. 5 minutes worth of advice from one business owner to another.
Oh, we appreciate it, Bill. It's a part of goes with the territory, the joys of being the boss, but God called you into that role for a reason.
You know, it really is. And, you know, maybe in the future we'll talk about the calling of business ownership because it is a call, just like your pastor. Mm-hmm. My pastor is called to the pulpit. we're called to own businesses.
We look forward to that. Bill, thanks a lot. It's Bill English again joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings, CEO of MindSharp, founder of BibleandBusiness.com, and associate with the Platinum Group. You can find links up at MyFaithRadio.com. More coming up in a moment.